live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, along with Scott Eckersley. Joining me now on the phone, Lansing attorney Hugh Clark Jr., a veteran defense attorney, over 30 years working as an attorney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You've got some exciting changes coming up in your life, and they're all just happening right now, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Mr. Clark has been appointed by Governor Jennifer Granholm to replace Judge Amy Krause to the seat of 54A District Court. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've sworn in this afternoon.
Oh, so today was a big day as well. Do you take the bench tomorrow?
Absolutely. I've spoken with my colleagues on the District Court bench and let them know that I plan to be there at the 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, ready to work.
There you go. Now, you're replacing Judge Amy Krause. How did that vacancy come up?
Well, the governor had previously appointed Court of Appeals Judge Alton Davis to the Michigan Supreme Court, which created a vacancy on the Court of Appeals. So his seat was filled by the governor appointing Amy Krause to that position, which then created a vacancy on the Lansing District Court.
Okay. Some people, I don't mean to speak down to anybody, but some people don't know what the district court handles. What kinds of cases will you be seeing?
Those are generally, it's like the old municipal court. You handle traffic tickets, landlord-tenant matters, civil cases where the amount in controversy is less than $25,000, misdemeanor offenses like assaults, domestic assaults, drunk driving cases, and the court also conducts preliminary examinations on felony cases.
Okay.
And a preliminary examination is a hearing where you test the sufficiency of the complaint. Is there enough evidence to advance the case to the circuit court for trial?
Now that territory is going to be quite familiar to you as a defense attorney for many years.
Well, it would be. Frankly, all of it is. There's not much in the district court I haven't done. I've represented people on traffic matters. I've handled civil cases. I've handled landlord-tenant cases. So it's the learning curve, so to speak, on handling those cases won't be very high. But, you know, there is a curve and an adjustment because now you're in a different position. And instead of advocating, you're making decisions and hopefully making the right decisions.
Absolutely. Now, how does this work with the election cycle? You were appointed to this position, to the bench, for how long?
The appointment is until the next election. Actually, the language is until a successor is elected and qualified. So what that means, and if we look to the language of the Michigan Constitution, this position will last until, if I want to continue on and finish out the entire term of Judge Krause that begins in January, I would have to run in the November 2012 general election.
And that would then be for
That would be for the balance of her term.
Okay.
Which would be about another 4 years.
Okay, so it's a six-year term altogether.
Correct.
Very good. In order to take this position, you're giving a private practice, but you also had to resign from your position on the Lansing School Board.
That is correct.
And you did that yesterday?
Yes, I did. I sent my letter of resignation. Once I was notified by the governor's office or contacted in her office, they offered the position and I accepted. It was incumbent upon me to notify the superintendent of schools, as well as members, my colleagues on the Lansing Board of Education, of the appointment and to tender my resignation. By doing that, they now have a process that the board has to follow to select a successor, not unlike how I initially came to the school board, which was by appointment to fill a vacancy.
Okay, so how this seat will be filled, they have a process they go through to fill that seat then?
Correct.
Absolutely. You've been involved in several high-profile cases, certainly over your years as a defense attorney, one of the most notable being the Claude McCollum case.
Correct. That's one of the good things, I think, about when I look back on my career, practicing in this area, is that that was just a good result reached for a great guy.
There you go. What do you think will be one of your biggest challenges? You got the nod in the appointment. You have to look at this in terms of your background, in terms of challenges coming up for you in this position.
Well, I do, and I'm not necessarily sure what all of those challenges might be. But certainly, I'm used to being in a position where I'm advocating that someone either get no jail time or limited jail time, and now I'm in a position where I have to make a determination of what is a just and fair punishment for someone for any crime or other transgression they have had. And, you know, that obviously is going to include at times having to sentence someone to a stint in the county jail. It's interesting that I start tomorrow morning and I have three sentencings.
Oh, boy, right off the bat.
Well, I told them, look, I come ready to work. I'm looking forward to serving the citizens of Lansing in this capacity, and I pledge to them to do my very best and to be fair and treat everyone that comes before the court with courtesy and respect.
We have about a minute left. Are you going to miss the kind of relationships you've had with clients over the years?
You know, there are so many things to look back on. I think I will. And you know, the way I represented them. But, you know, I'm also going to miss being on the school board, working with the past administrations, both of Dr. Wallace and prior to that of Dr. Banks, helping kids. I served on the board for 7 years. Those prior years, with the exception of this year, we worked and we did a lot of things for kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of things we can look back on. I enjoyed my tenure as president. I enjoyed my tenure as vice president. I enjoyed my tenure as just a member and working with good people such as the superintendent, Mr. Lopez and Mr. Jones and others on the board working for kids.
Very good. I love your quote in the journal, never give up on your dreams, never give up on your goals. They'll come at some point. Just keep working. I think that's a good message to leave. Merry Christmas to you, sir, you and your family, and congratulations.
Thank you, and certainly Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, your producer, and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. We'll be back, Scott and I, on Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS.